Hi everyone, thanks for listening to another great episode. This is like the third episode for who I am in this particular channel. So like I mentioned from the last episode, what has kind of stopped me from a growth as a content creator, as well as just letting you guys know a personal level in this one. So this is like a little tidbit episode for you. So yeah, I was not always the content creator that you are listening to. I'm literally just a random guy who stumbled upon many, many entertainment things. However, I could have done this like back in years ago, like back in 2009 or around 2011, which is like almost like 13, 12-ish years, give or take. I don't know. And the reason for that one is because I had a lot of things that were going against me, not only on education, but also in my family as well. So just to also draw back, my entire life from childhood until like part of high school and all that, I literally had a disability of learning. And that's a learning disability that some people want me to like narrow it down, but what I had or still kind of have, but it's only moderate, it's attention deficit hyperactive disorder, which is basically ADHD, and that is like a higher form than a ADD person, which is attention deficit disorder, which my focus literally wasn't focus. I would literally pay attention to something and then quickly do like 180 or 360, coming back to it all around. And that in itself was something that I had to learn over the years, to be more patient and learning and not be so impulsive and just quickly jump the thing. Also that my skill level of my education never had anything to do with education, or not education, not entertainment, not anything entertaining for many things. I usually just write and write and write, but never discuss, never talk, never voice my opinion of why I wrote this. So it became apparent that growing up to be a writer was partially not in the cards, not in the sense of how I would learn how to do script writing or how to like prepare to do a small story, but it was the preparation of knowing what I was going to do for the rest of my life. It was something that I never knew. So I literally jumped to the one thing that I kind of knew, that it was kind of like a futuristic kind of thing, and it was computers. And preparing and fixing and program a computer was kind of like a second nature for me, but editing, do films, put things together, that was something that was entirely like a second skill level or a second knowledge, if you will, that I literally enjoy. And even though my parents kind of knew that I should be focusing on getting like an education that pays bills, they didn't feel that me editing for a long term or at least a short term would amount to anything. And it feels like to them was a waste of time, even though it was never a waste of time if you've seen things on TV, because it requires a lot of editing. Because back then it was never known to my family that education was, or the film industry was, something that deals with several clips put together to form a scene, and then just from there it became like a building block of what it becomes. So that was fun, but also at the same time my family was medical. I literally grew up learning base knowledge of first aid to an advanced rescue technique where I could just easily help a person who's injured or anything until actual help arrives. But I've seen what it does to my family. I've known that this may or may not be a part of me where I want to be joining in. Currently, right now, I do have the base knowledge as a medical aide, and half of it is due to a job placement of what that is. But that was something that I not only learned at a young age, but I also have required that over the years as a form of helping out people as well as myself. But it really didn't became solid until like most like a few years ago, when it deals with a family member that I know. And that would be something that everyone doesn't know, that yes, I grew up medical. I should have known medical. I could have been a doctor or a nurse at this very point, but I felt that something else is calling me, something that's like bringing me out into the field of something that is not known to me or very known to me, but I never know where to go. And that was like entertainment. And I don't know why, but it would just be something that I was looking forward to, something I would be planning, something I would be enjoying. But at the same time, it's like I can't just leave my family be. I can't just immediately pursue something that I enjoy to leave my family behind to do whatever. So I chose a bit of a calling, being a family man during the time. And I was kind of like a misguided person when it comes down to finding stuff like this to work on, as well as something to like to enjoy. So yeah, that's one of many reasons why. The other reason would be that it's not easy. It's not easy to jump into the field without some base knowledge or some idea. Believe it or not, and this was like on a different job thing, and ironically it was during my time as a theater worker, and this is actually me working at a movie theater, and I literally been told by guests any single time I had chance, I would try to do voice impressions or do something that would like make me, you know, relax as well as making them feel relaxed. And one of the guests, which is like a customer in the theater district or theater thing, and a guest tell me like, hey, you got a good voice, have you ever tried to perform on radio? And I'm thinking like, I think I could try, but I don't know where to go. And I did hand him this guy my number and email, but I don't know if he ever wrote back to me or he planned to like do like a text thing. I honestly don't know. And from then on, I just stuck to my guns until my eventual release. That's a different story, by the way. My eventual release, and then I just, you know, kind of like worked on my voicing and just not, you know, be prepared to like go after. Normally that when someone meets me, they don't expect me to do any voices, just be myself, which this is what currently what I kind of sounds like anytime I talk with them. And then usually if they get to know me, usually talk like a little less and then little well, and then it'll be like if I'm really tired, I would just be grovelly and I will be just tired and almost sounds like Eeyore. But in the same sense, I just literally just like work on voices and never worked on scenes. I never worked on ideas. Just I go with emotions and ability to use my voice. And quite frankly, yes, I know what you just heard just now. That was my sample of my voice for anything, but I don't think it's going to come to fruition. I know that it might be something that would be entirely different for people, but at the same time, I am who I am. I am just simply a man who are just working his own corridor of all things. But I do greatly appreciate you guys listening, because when I did this podcast a few years ago, I only felt the need to just explain on my side and the anticipation of how the film would be. And I greatly appreciate you guys listening. So I'm going to end this episode for many reasons, but the next one would be what we're going to be introducing to the new season, or the new part of the podcast. And that one is quite frankly something I'm looking forward to and want to explain, as well at the same time, like, we need to remind ourselves about these things. So until the next episode, I do greatly appreciate you listening. I hope you guys have an awesome day, whatever time of day it is that I post this. I do greatly appreciate you guys listening, and I do apologize if it was delayed or it's been like many, many times. But I am going to make sure that I'm going to put these out there on a near consistent basis. Therefore, we can just get the channel back up and running. But again, it's a good one more episode to explain, and then we're going to dive into many things, because I've seen so many things recently and I really, really want to talk to you guys about them. So maybe, you know, the channel might convert back to something, but I don't know just yet. I just want to see how we're gonna plan this out. So until the next episode, thank you super much. You guys are a fantastic audience. Hope you guys are doing well and you be safe. And until next time, see ya.